independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
And thanks for tuning in to the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. If you work in talk radio, we would refer to this as the gift that keeps on giving. The Trump tweet about the new transgender policy has not gone away after a couple of days. And what we're finding out now is that nobody seems to have known that he was going to do it. You can say whatever you want about Donald Trump. You gotta love. There is never, ever, ever a dull moment. I don't know if I would go so far as to call this refreshing. But after 8 years of Obama polling everything and making sure that, he was saying the right thing, and Bill Clinton was the same way, and, you know, the Democrats going crazy over George W. Bush as much as they possibly could, it's kind of refreshing to not know what's going to happen tomorrow, you know? Like I said, if you work in the world of talk radio, it's almost like Christmas. You wake up in the morning, you rub the sleep out of your eyes. Run downstairs, make sure Trump drank the milk and ate the cookies you left for him, and then you hop on Twitter and you find out what's going on. You got to love that kind of stuff. And by the way, that's 100% perfectly fine, because when everybody freaks out over this, everybody's and that's another thing about the transgender policy, the new transgender policy. Right now, as we speak, there is no policy. I mean, there's a policy that they can serve. The existing policy under Obama, which was just, let's just make everybody happy, is still in existence. The policy that Trump tweeted on Wednesday, was it Wednesday or Tuesday? Whatever he tweeted it, the Wednesday morning, is still not in effect because it's still not a policy. It's a tweet. And that's all it is. Now they'll come up with something, and they'll write something out, and they'll get it all. But they're all freaking out and trying to figure out what's going to happen. Right now, nothing. Right now, there is no policy, but that's okay. We'll get something. But the fun part about this is watching everybody scramble around, and maybe it's fun to me because, you know, I'm not transgender, nor am I in the military. Radio talk show host. But what I want to know from you, because we talked about this yesterday and just got reaction to the tweet, I would especially, if you either are or have been in the military, I would like to know what you think about this. You know, because the flaw we get into when it comes to rambling on about everything going on in the military is that a lot of times it's a bunch of talking heads in the media. A lot of the times it's a bunch of guys like me on talk radio, and we have our opinions, and they're oftentimes backed up by facts, and that's all super terrific and fun. But what about the people on the, for lack of a better way to put it, on the front lines? If you are in the military or have been in the military, I want to know what you think should happen to the transgendered people in the military. Because we're talking about, almost $10 million a year that goes for the treatment of transgender people in the military. Now, that's a drop in the bucket, and those are the numbers that have been thrown around. I don't know. I'm always bothered because I'm, fiscally, I wouldn't go so far as to consider myself a conservative. I'm probably a fiscal conservative more than a social conservative. But when I hear that it's just $10 million, it's not that big a deal. And again, I'm rounding numbers here. But it's just $10 million. It's not that big a deal. I scratch my head and go, well, you know, I don't have $10 million. I realize that the military budget is in the billions. Like, I think the last number I read was $6.2 billion, I believe. So $10 million is not that much when you compare it to $6.2 billion. But I would really just rather not see the military or the government anyway waste $10 million on anything, because it's still $10 million. And I would certainly not like to see them use it to get elective surgery for someone who has convinced themselves, or whose parents at a young age convinced them, that they were something other than what they are. I would rather that not happen. I would rather they take the $10 million that they're throwing away on care for transgender people and use that to buy Kevlar or something else that could keep military people alive or help them in their fight buy them some form of technology or some piece of equipment somewhere in order to help keep the military alive, as opposed to paying it for somebody who, let's be honest, not all, but some may have signed up for the military because they knew that once they got in the military and they declared themselves, then thanks to Barack Obama, who just gave all our money away, that it would all get paid for. I would rather that happen. I don't mind spending money on necessary health care for our veterans. Necessary health care for our veterans. I have a hard time justifying $10 million and talking about it like it's nothing for elective procedures for the men and women in the military. Because you decide you wanted something, and now we have to pay for it. When, you know, and I, like I said, I don't like sitting around talking about, well, it's just $10 million. Well, $10 million is a lot of money. Give it to me. I'll find much better uses for $10 million. I'll buy Uncrustables and Yoo-Hoo for everybody. Go to Disney World all the time. What do I do with $10 million? I don't have $10 million. And this this nonsense coming from the left that's, well, it's just a drop in the bucket of the unit. Well, it's still $10 million. Heck, even if we're not going to buy some form of technology for the military or some piece of equipment for the military for that $10 million, if they don't need the $10 million, let's put it back into some sort of program that would get veterans off the streets or help fix the VA for the people who have actual conditions as opposed to these psychological disorders. That's what I would like to see done with the money. But nobody asked me. I even checked my machine. I was home all day yesterday. I got like 3 email accounts. I checked them all. I got 2 phones. I looked up when not one person called me. I could have solved this whole thing like that. Nobody ever calls. Nobody higher up ever calls. I get a lot of telemarketers. Anyway, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Let's talk to John, who's in Florida. Hey, John, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Hey, Casey. Good evening. Just the fact that we're having this discussion, I find appalling. I did 6 years in the Army. Was proud to do it. And we had games back then. A lot of the females who couldn't suck it up would get pregnant as an excuse to get out. You got anybody that's in the military that's a transgender now, you got to keep them in there. Otherwise, it's just going to be a big excuse to get out when the going gets tough.
People say that, you know, getting pregnant is one thing. I don't think people are going to want to declare themselves transgender just to, I mean, I know somebody will, but in all honesty, I wouldn't want that person in there anyway because I've never been in the military, but it is my understanding. I have friends in the military. It is my understanding that you want everybody to want to be there and do their job. So, you know, if somebody wants to cowardly quit and run off, then I don't know. I don't know how you deal with that, from a procedural standpoint. But if they're you think we should keep them around?
Absolutely.
Even if they, do you think we should pay for the surgery?
Nope, absolutely not. That's
very
ridiculous.
Good.
I think if you have to keep them in there and give them an honorable discharge, otherwise there's going to be problems with them for the rest of their lives.
I don't have a problem with that. You know, what I would do is I would keep them in. And again, I'm trying to get from people. John, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I'm trying to hear from people who actually are in the military or have been in the military. And I said this yesterday. I would keep the ones that are there for now. But if this becomes the policy, then, I don't want a bunch of people running around in the military who have some form of psychological disorder. And that's what TG is. That's what transgender is. It's a psychological disorder. I would rather have those people not in the military. But I would let them work out their time. If they have a year left, then in a year, you know, you can't reenlist. You're done. Thank you very much for playing. You go off. For as long as they stay there, even if we allow the ones who are there to keep reenlisting and stay there, I wouldn't pay for a dime for anybody's surgery because, again, you're talking about an elective surgery. Somebody brought it up yesterday when we were talking about this. Someone brought it up yesterday. What about breast augmentation? For what? Because that's the same thing. It's elective surgery. What if you self-identify as a female with larger breasts? Now, I'm not even trying to be titillating here. You know, what if that's how you self-identify? I've always seen myself with more of an, as a woman with more of an hourglass figure. So I'm going to go to my CO and I'm going to say, hey, you know what? I'm having this psychological issue here. I'm flat-chested as a woman, and I feel that I should have, you know, breast augmentation. I think the military should pay for that. We're going to start paying for that stuff, too. We need to get back to the point. We need to get back to the time. And we got away from it, by the way, over the last 8 years when Obama was president, because, like I said, he was giving money away to everybody. We need to get back to the time when the military's job is nothing more than protecting our nation and protecting our allies. It's now some sort of grand social experiment. And it's really a smack in the face to a lot of the people who are in the military to be in the military. When you have people with psychological disorders coming in and saying, oh, yeah, I've joined the military, but I'm really a woman, so I need taxpayers to pay for my surgery now. And if you think, now, I don't think all of them are, but if you think that there aren't people out there who are gaming the system in order to get that surgery for free, then I want some of what you're drinking because you're living in La La Land. All right, 844-344-2423 is the number here. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. We're talking about the transgender issue more detailed today. Apparently Trump didn't tell anybody what he was going to do, and they're trying to figure out what the policy is going to be. Everybody needs to take a breath and relax. Right now, there is no policy. Everybody needs to settle down and wait and see. But more importantly, they're trying to figure out what's going to happen to the people, the transgender people who are currently serving in the military. And I want to know what you think should happen to those, especially if you are currently in the military or have been in the military, because it seems to me we've been doing a lot of talking from social experts or social critics, and we haven't been hearing a whole lot from the people who are actually in the military, and I'd like to hear from that. We'll take your calls coming up. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in for Chad Benson, and you are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
Thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now, taking your phone calls. The gift that keeps on giving Trump's transgender and the military policy. Again, it is not a policy right now. It's a tweet. So everybody needs on TV needs to unwad their panties and realize that as of right now, there is no policy. There is a tweet. There is 140 characters and nothing more. And one tweet does not a policy make. Now, he said that's going to be the policy, so they're probably going to write out a policy. But everybody needs to relax for a minute. Look for everything to jump on with Trump. But anyway, given that we don't know what's going to happen to the people who are currently in the military, who are whose parents convinced them long ago that they were transgender because they looked at something pink once and liked it. I want to know what you think should happen to the people who are currently in the military, especially if you are in the military. Because you hear all the ridiculous talking heads all over the place. Haven't heard very much from the actual people who are in the military. Let's go to Doc. Hey, Doc in Florida. You're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey. How you doing?
How you doing, Casey?
Doing good, man.
Hey, man, I did 24 years in the Spec Ops community.
Okay.
And I personally don't feel my military is a social experiment for the bleeding hearts out there. And if they're so hell-bent on changing their gender, they never should have joined to begin with.
Well, you know, they hadn't convinced themselves yet or hadn't been convinced by society yet, because trust me, there's a lot of that going on out there, too, that they did have a problem. You know, hey, if that's your problem, it's like anything else. Go to your CO, go to your commander. There's only about 15,000 of you in the military total. Go to your commanders, tell them what your problem is, ask for the discharge, and get on with your life. Go pay for the surgery yourself. But a lot of people are sitting there because they know in the military, thanks to Barack Obama, we'll pay for everything.
Well, I actually started with Bill Clinton, if you remember right.
But transgender?
Don't ask, don't tell.
That was Bill Clinton in typical Bill Clinton fashion with his limp-wristed policy about not taking a stand on anything. But the actual paying and the actual giving out of cash towards this really took off under Obama.
Exactly.
You know, and again, all that stuff is about, and Doc, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show, all that stuff. You go back to Bill Clinton with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It's just about making people happy. Barack Obama, if you look at the timeline of Barack Obama's presidency, all this stuff came up after his second term because his first term had nothing but the disaster that was Obamacare. And then his second term really starts going, and it has there are no accomplishments. So he started doing all these social engineering things that he could do. And now we're paying the price for that with a bunch of freaks who think that they're something that they're actually not. Again, because they looked at something pink when they were five and their parents freaked out. Let's talk to, I want to talk to Samantha. Hey, Samantha, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey. How you doing? Samantha? Hi.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, super terrific.
All right, great.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make a comment about the transgender thing. My brother and I both served 6 years in the Army. My brother is still currently serving. He's my twin brother. So I was just thinking, if he all of a sudden decided that he wanted to identify as female, that the government would pay for that. And then ridiculous. My other comment.
Well, what do you think about the people who are there already, since that's what we're talking? I know what the government would do now if you're with your brother. But since you're twins, couldn't they just switch you out? That probably doesn't work that way.
That's what I'm saying. So if he wanted to be a girl, mm-hmm. you know, felt like he wanted to leave, then I could just. That was part of my other comment. When we both went to boot camp together originally to get into the Army, there is complete different set of physical standards for male and female.
Well, yeah, there has to be.
So once you get through the training, as a female, and after you're done and you change genders, which physical requirements apply to you then?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure on that, Samantha, because I'm not in the armed forces and I don't know what they decided on that. But that's an interesting question for somebody who's in the military. Got to run, Samantha. Thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. Be interested to hear that. We are talking about the transgendered tweet, not even a policy yet. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. I'm Casey Bartholomew, in for Chad Benson. You are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
And thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Taking your phone calls about it's not even a policy. It's not an official policy yet. It's a tweet. That's it. But he's running around with their panties all in a bunch over a tweet. Of course, they always do. Whenever Trump tweets anything, everybody gets all bent out of shape. Let's wait until we see what the policy is before we all freak out about every little thing. But anyway, neither here nor there. We're talking about, of course, Trump's transgender policy. By the way, you remember when the military, their job was to protect our nation and protect our allies and not just a big social experiment? Remember those days? Miss those days. Given that we don't even know what's going to happen yet, again, it's a tweet. It's not a policy yet. I want to know what you think should happen to the people who are the transgender people who are currently in the military, because there are a good percentage of them, I'm sure, who joined the military for the sole purpose of getting the gender reassignment surgery. And the amount of money we have to pay is huge. It's $10 million. They're downplaying that because the budget is so big. Budget's about $6.2 billion, I believe. What we pay for transgender care and feeding in the military is about $10 million. And they're trying to claim that, well, that's nothing. That's $10 million. If it's nothing, give it to me. I'll go hole up someplace and Netflix shows all day. Nobody will ever see or hear from me again. Send down for food. I'll become all Howard Hughes-like. But either way, since we don't know what the actual policy is, because there isn't one, I want to know what you think we should do to the transgender people who are currently serving in the military, especially if you are in the military. I always love it, and I'm guilty of it too, because I'm a talk show host, what they do for a living. when something happens involving the military and we all start yammering on, I've never put on a uniform. Ever. Not even pretend. So I don't know. I would rather hear from the people who are actually in the military what they want to happen with the transgender people who are in the military, because I'll take their opinion more so than I will a bunch of idiots talking on TV and the radio. The number's here, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Let's talk to Larry. Hey, Larry, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right, man. What's your take on this?
All the other stuff aside that we're talking about, with the surgeries, take the money and all that out of it, how much time are these people going to spend down from these surgeries and the hormones? How long before they're combat ready? And how long are their units going to have to do without them in combat situations where one person can make the difference between life or death?
You know what? That's an interesting point, because I hadn't even thought about that. Just in my head, I never thought, well, there's the money, but then there's the time. We've paid, regardless of what they're doing and what their psychological disorders are, we've paid to train that person. We put a serious amount of money into training that person. That's on top. And there's about 15,000 known transgender people in the military, in the armed services, different branches. The $10 million is just for the medical care. How much of that money on top of that is for all the training that we've given them that they are now not using because they're sitting around getting parts of their body chopped off or amended? I don't know what the proper terminology is. But, yeah, that's an interesting point, Larry. I had not thought about that. Because now we paid to train that person, and we're not utilizing them. That's why I don't.
They're there to serve the other person and protect them. How, you know, they're leaving a flank open, essentially. They're down a person.
Yeah. Or how, you know, they step away to get get their psychological orders dealt with, and somebody else has to go in their place, and there's somebody else somewhere. There's a hole somewhere that needs to be filled. That's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about that. That's a good point, Larry. All right, man, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate that. That's very interesting, because what do you do about that? I mean, if you talk about, I don't know how much it costs to train a soldier. Because I haven't even thought about that. But you talk about all the soldiers you have to train. You have to add that number on top of the 10 million. And if you've got 15,000 soldiers that you've had to train to do a specific job and they now maybe can't do it, how much money is lost on training for these people who join the military for the sole purpose of dealing with their psychoses? And interesting. Let's talk to Heather. Hey, Heather, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Doing all right.
Well, I definitely agree with the previous caller. I'm not in the military myself. My husband is, so I'm a military spouse. He's a master at arms for the United States Navy. And he would agree definitely with the previous caller. That's kind of his biggest point, is just the downtime. We know that these surgeries cost, you know, thousands upon thousands of dollars per individual person who wants to get them, but people don't take into consideration. A lot of times it takes up to 6 months for recovery for those surgeries, and you're basically paying people to be off of 6 months of work for nothing, basically, for an elective surgery. And, you know, they talk about, oh, it's only $10 million. It's like, well, you know, I have to see a chiropractor once every 2 weeks because I have scoliosis. And I have, you know, TRICARE insurance through the military, and it's great. I definitely don't complain. I feel very fortunate because my husband serves, so I'm entitled to that benefit. But
that's not elective.
Care.
You know,
it doesn't cover something that's not elective. It covers.
Yeah. See, we're talking about gender reassignment surgery. You're talking about something elective. That would be, you know, that would be like, Heather, if you were sitting around someday and you decided, you know, I want breast augmentation and I want the military to pay for it because I identify as a woman with larger breasts. And then the military has to pay for that. And I'm not real comfortable with the money that we're setting aside to care for vets going to an elective gender reassignment surgery for someone who probably had the ulterior motive to join the military with that in mind anyway.
Exactly. I'm young. I'm only 26 years old. I have, scoliosis, so that has to be regulated. But I'm sure there are plenty of vets out there who would definitely benefit from physical therapy and chiropractic that don't have that available on their benefits because money's being funneled to other things that it shouldn't be, like this whole transgender issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in terms of what we should do about people who are in, like, my opinion is the only way they should be allowed in is if they've already been through the surgery, been through the hormones, all that kind of stuff, and then it's up to them to pay for the hormones themselves to continue to sustain themselves.
I don't know enough about it to know if that's a possibility. And Heather, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. I don't know enough about it to know if that's a that's really a possibility. You know, I know that it's not like because physically, if you're a man, you're a man. Physically, everything's male. All right, that's what it is. Whatever your psychological damage is, physically, you are a male. So if you have gender reassignment surgery, that's not just, okay, Mr. Johnson, or I'm sorry, Miss Johnson, we've chopped that off. We went ahead and shaved all your body hair. You grew your hair out. Here's some makeup, and be on with your day. Thank you very much for your business. It's not what it's like. There's constant, lifelong, what you call that? Maintenance after all that. And once you have the surgery, that's not just it. Okay, you're a woman now. Thank you very much. Please see the nurse as you check out. We'll do like an update in about 6 months or whatever. That's not the way it works. So yeah, so I just, I'm questioning that. And I'm not knowing how intensive that is. I can tell you I'm a pretty lazy person. Even if I were transgender, I'm not. Even if I were, if I went through the surgery, then had to do all the upkeep and constant maintenance and everything like that, I would automatically, after a pretty short period of time, I'd regress back to my male form, minus a few important issues. But still, that would do that. But, if somebody has to go in and they're constantly having to go in, and again, I don't know, so I'm supposing here, but they're constantly have to go in for the upkeep, can that person then go into a fighting situation, an active military situation, and be in a hot zone, if you will, when they constantly have to have their hormones and they constantly have to deal with upkeep of their current situation? Is that a possibility? I mean, I'm really asking these questions seriously because I don't know. But if you can go in and just be whatever you are, whatever you've elected to be, as long as the military doesn't pay for it, and you can do that job, that's fine. But if we're constantly having to worry about, okay, we need to get this division over here, we need to do this, we've got to check this, we've heard insurgents over here, we've got to send these people over here, but we can't send them because, if our military leaders have to worry about somebody's hormone therapy, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I'm bothered by that, by even that possibility. And it seems to me that what we really need to do with this whole thing, and again, I got to stress this, we have no policy. We have a tweet and nothing more right now. But I think, and so we're freaking out over this whole social issue here, and there's nothing to freak out of because we have nothing on paper yet. But I really think we need to, all of us on both sides, need to sit back, wait and see, and really look at what we're talking about here, okay? Really look at what the military is. I'm more concerned about the military having the equipment that they need, doing their jobs, and staying alive while they do their jobs. I'm less concerned about the psychological damage of someone who decided that they're a woman on the inside. I'm less worried about that. And if that's what you're deciding, if that's the issues that you're going with, maybe you shouldn't be in the military. Because, there's guns and tanks and deadly situations. And it seems to me you need to be primarily focused on that and not dealing with the psychological disorders that you're going through right here. And that's not to say that you can't do everything that I can do. That's saying that I want people there who are primarily focused on being in the military and being a soldier 100% of the time and doing their job as a soldier and not somebody who's trying to game the system so they can get free surgery. Because if you have somebody in there who isn't 100% focused on being a soldier and who's trying to game the system, male or female, given the nature of what the military is, people could die. And I'm more concerned with our military, everybody in our military, regardless of what your sexual orientation is or any aspect of that. I'm more concerned about you staying alive. So as we continue this debate, let's talk more or let's think more about what we're talking about as opposed to feelings and making sure everybody knows that we're more sensitive than everybody else. Because that's irrelevant when you're dealing with the armed forces. All right, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. We got more coming up. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in. You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is The Chad Benson Show.
And thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name's Casey Bartholomew, sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD, talking about Trump's transgender tweets. Again, remember, not a policy, tweet. In just a second, I'm going to tell you about this the device they want to... Actually, it's a device that doesn't even exist yet. It's called a textilizer. We'll get into that in just a minute. But real quick, let's talk to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Hi, Casey. How you doing?
Doing all right, man.
Okay, I got a few questions pertaining to this. Okay, first and foremost, I do not support transgenders in the military at all. I'll get that right up front. Okay. The reason being, there's a few questions. First one, okay, I've got 22 years in the infantry myself. I'm a combat veteran from the Iraq War. But, okay, say somebody, I don't care if they're in the rear with the gear, okay, say somebody gets lucky and they get hit. What are the medical personnel? How are they going to treat them? They've got the, they're trying to physically change their whole entire body chemistry. So what are these medics and all these other people out there, how are they going to treat them?
I don't know if if it requires anything different. I don't know if they need special, you know, if they get wounded in battle. I don't know if they're special, if they need, I can't answer that. I pretend to be a doctor, but that's just to do examinations on women. I'm not really a doctor. I just have that. I just drive around in that van. So, honestly, I can't answer that question, Jeff. But it's a good question, but I can't answer it.
We don't. You know, the thing is, and then there was also, I saw an article this morning. There was actually an ex-transgender that came out in support of Trump's policy.
Yeah.
And he stated that because the thing of it is that a lot of the people that do the transgender thing figure out that, hey, this really isn't all everything they thought it was, and then all of a sudden they want to go back.
I've heard about that. I don't think that's a huge problem. I have heard about that because it's like I was saying before the break, Jeff, and I don't know if you heard. There's a lot of, you know, care and feeding that goes into this. And being a generally lazy person, even if I were transgender and I'm not, I wouldn't want to mess with that on a daily basis and pills and everything just so I could be in a shell that looked a particular way. Because regardless of what you do, I hate to tell you this, and Jeff, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I hate to point this out and tell every transgender person who might be listening, regardless of what you think you are in your head, even if you have gender reassignment surgery, you still aren't a woman, or you still aren't a man. You are what you were born as. However you mutilate yourself in either way, and that's up to you. I don't give a damn. But you are not the opposite sex just because you have gender reassignment surgery. If they took a DNA sample of you, and if they looked at your skeleton after you die, they're going to say, it's a guy. Or they're going to say, that's a woman. So you still aren't that. And I have heard of that. Now, again, I don't know if that's the big problem, if that's prevalent. I'm guessing it's not. Because, we're talking about a psychological disorder here. But I don't know if it's prevalent. But I have heard of multiple people, and I've read multiple stories of people who have had the gender reassignment surgery and have not been thrilled with the results. Because in their mind, they think they become a female, and you really don't. You become a Caitlyn Jenner kind of strange, almost. I mean, I know there are some who have had the surgery and you can't tell. Okay, I've seen the pictures and I get email that there was a TV show a few years back. Oh, what the hell was it called? Had one of the Baldwin brothers in it. something to do with my dirty, sexy money. And it had a transgender person in it. And it was a man who had had the surgery and had turned it in. And they did it upright and everything. And you couldn't tell the look. I am here to tell you, you couldn't tell the look. But that person probably spent a lot of money and went to a high-quality person. Most of them, when they have the surgery done, you look at them and it's like, that's not, I don't, something's off there. You know, so most of them, you look at that, and so they're not exactly getting the experience they want. But I don't think that's the, I don't think that's the prevalent situation. I think most of them get the surgery, and they're satisfied with the surgery, and then they get on with their lives. But regardless, you know, I know there's some unhappy situations there. But I have also heard, I've read two stories today, I had them here somewhere, where at least two transgender people have come out and said, no, I don't think transgender people should be in the military, basically for the reasons that we're talking about. But what we really need to do is wait and see what the policy is. Because everybody's rambling on or going crazy here today. We have no policy. All we have is a tweet and nothing more. All right, I am Casey Bartholomew, sitting in for Chad Benson, and you are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
This is The Chad Benson Show.